Hey, this is Cam. Thanks for tuning in to Awakening Church's Message of the Week. This week's a little different. We have Jackie and Diana, who just got back from an amazing missions trip in Peru, where they release testimonies, tell stories, and pray over us and release what God did there, here, and now for us. Then Ryan gives a brief word about the emotional response in worship, as well as the heart posture of worship and how they can differ. Then we go into a time of ministry where we release a couple of words, asking the Lord to come in and show himself in every situation. So we just ask, Holy Spirit, would you encounter everyone who's listening to this? And maybe if you feel like this resonates with you, we just ask you to receive it. In Jesus' name, have a blessed week.
So how many people are you going to invite to Good Friday?
Awesome.
And see, here's the deal. Every week, Rebecca has been the one to announce this, right? So now that I've announced it, you know I'm going to hold you accountable. I get up and ask you, how many people did you ask this week? Have you read 2 Chronicles 15 through 20? You know, I'm going to be on you, right? I'm going to be on you because that's what we want to see happen. So we want you to be a part of that. It's going to be amazing. Here's the other thing that I want to say about Good Friday specifically is when all of the visitors come, because they will. I mean, we had an amazing turnout last year, and they're going to come. When they come, they do not dominate the atmosphere Awakening does. Is that okay? We set the tone, we set the atmosphere, because we're carrying something that they need and they want. And so I just want to give you permission to do that, okay? I want to give you an opportunity to give today to the Lord. And if you need an envelope for cash giving, you can raise your hand. They'll bring that to you. I'm so excited about what we're able to do with our finances in sowing into other ministries. And so you get to be a part of that. You get to be a part of that, and we trust the Lord. I love the opportunity to give, I don't just say that. I love to be able to give and to pour into what I know the Lord is doing. And so that's what we want to ask you to do today. You can make checks to Awakening Church or give digitally with the ways that are up on the screen. So let me pray over that, and then we'll receive the offering. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to connect to your financial system. God, we don't do manipulation because you don't do manipulation. But we do adhere to principles because your principles are your automations. And you gave us oodles of scriptures in your word that tell us connecting to your financial system is beneficial for us. And so, God, we rebuke any spirit of lack. We rebuke any spirit of poverty. We rebuke any spirit of scarcity that would cause us to believe that the enemy has more control over our finances than you do. When we connect to your system, you are the one leading the way. And so we say thank you for that. God, I pray that you would bless your people, that you would blow their minds with the return that you give them, not just in money, God, but in family members coming to know you, in revelation, in business ideas, in dreams and visions coming to pass. We thank you because when we connect to your system, it's a holistic system, and we can lean into that. So we ask you would bless your people today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Worship as you give, and I know that the Lord is going to bless you. I'm really, really excited for today. We are going to do things a little bit different. And you know what? Chad didn't even know this, but he said that at the beginning. He was like, you know, you never know what you're going to get at Awakening. And that's the truth. So we had a team that went to Peru and did some mission work in Peru, and they've just returned. And so I've asked them, those that are here from the team, to come and share a little bit. And I got to read just a few of the testimonies that happened, and I thought, man, you know, we need to hear that. But then beyond that, I want to release that into the body today. And so we want to spend some time ministering. So I'm going to ask Miss Jackie and Diana to come up, and I'm going to let them just kind of share a little bit of what's on their heart regarding what happened in Peru, and then we'll come back and minister just a little bit more.
Gracias. Hallelujah. I'm very happy. I think the Lord said this trip, it was in his heart. So it became open doors. And we were working with several pastors, especially a young person, young pastor. He's been pastoring for 1 year, so it was very nice to see his heart. And we get to lead Love Out around 20 people for the Lord. They confess Jesus, amen. If we went only for them, we accomplish whatever the Lord wanted us. But I just want to share a testimony. It's not mine, but I think it will help us. I was talking to this pastora, and her granddaughter had 8 hours before they say she was going to die. So she prayed over the daughter and granddaughter at the hospital. The father of the little girl is a doctor, so he brought COVID to the house. So she was already a little sick, so that didn't help. Anyway, she said she started praying for her daughter. And she saw her daughter blowing and blowing. And she's inside of her. She continued praying. But she said, my daughter is losing it. She's just poor thing. I mean, she's losing it. And then she blow in one side, and then she blow in the next side. And after that, the pastora started seeing heaven open. So she thought she was losing it too. And she said, everybody's losing it here. And when she asked the daughter, why were you blowing? And she said, the Lord told me. He showed her two balloons, red. Each balloon represented the lungs of the daughter. So she started blowing in one area and blowing like crazy, like giving ruah to the daughter, and then to the next. And they called them to tell them the Zoe was doing good. There was no explanation for it. So sometimes the Lord asks you to do crazy things. Don't bother. If people don't understand, it's okay. Just do as the Lord leads you to do. That fills my heart. If you see heaven open, it's just miracles coming. And I think awakening, I think God is smiling to the church with heaven open. So just blow your miracle. just blow air to whatever areas is they're dead. I mean, we have to be real here. We battle, and it was good. Another experience that I had, it was that I saw this young boy, and I saw him crying. He was doing the wrong things completely, and he was at the altar. But then I felt the love of the Lord hugging him. In my flesh, I would have slapped him a few times and say, yes. I say, wake up. But through Jesus, I just hugged him and cried with him and hugged him and cried. And I felt like the Lord was using me to tell him, I love you. What you're doing is wrong, but my love doesn't change. So, he repented, and I'm still praying for them. God is a God of chances. And we are confessing that that changed forever. And the food over there is wonderful. Actually, at the airport, I call this person. She's a prophet. She say, out of the blue, she say, your pastor, Ryan. He's going to go to a mission trip. He's going next. Where? I don't know. We were invited to go to Santa Cruz, Bolivia, too. So where is it? Peru, Bolivia, Argentina? I do not know. But there was a word of prophecy. So, and awakening is part of that. Thank you for the offering. We gave over 100 people lunch. And we had a good time eating over there. But above everything was the experience of the love of the people. And although at the beginning, to tell you the truth, they were like, you almost had to beg them to react. So that's why I say we are special. We know how to enter. But they just needed a little encouragement. And they had it from God using us.
Well, this woman here is amazing, which I know you all know that. But I know with Mexico, when me and Faye go to Mexico, you really don't know what God's done. It's later on, Azucena will call and say, oh, remember this? That lady, well, God healed her. And so you hear everything. But I do know this. I saw the weight the people carry. And I saw the tears. And then I saw the smiles. So even though I don't speak the language, body language spoke so much. And I think the other thing that kind of really touched my heart was the love that he poured out between the team. It was almost supernatural. And the way we flowed together, what one piece had that, and didn't have, it just, that there were no gaps. So what she didn't have, I had. What I didn't have, she had. And it was just like one unit. And that was God. And the food is amazing. I always said Mexican food's the best food in the world, but not anymore. Peruvian food has got them beat. So, but the story she was telling, the way God worked, it was amazing, amazing. You couldn't make this stuff up. It's just to watch the love of God get poured out upon these people too, and to watch the tears flow from being so weighed down, so carried with burdens. It was God. So if you've never been on a mission trip, I highly recommend them. It'll change you more than probably it changes them.
I just want to say that, Diane, there was certain barriers in language, of course, especially in the team, too. My sister, another sister. But they love so much. I mean, the love was there.
The language loves.
Yes, and I was amazed to see this lady here who loves the Lord trying to get close to the people, even using her phone to translate, because not every, you know, we could not help each other. We were all ministering somebody, and I saw her with the phone. That's hunger. That's love, a desire to minister people. And I was very, very touched about it, very, and with everybody else. So I just want to say before finishing that mission starts in our family, neighborhood, and the place we work. And awakening is, I don't know, I see heaven open. I just see heaven open. And I see boldness. And I see us representing Jesus, sharing the gospel. I just want to say a prayer over us as a church, and I'm going to do it in Espanol. Actually, she knows more Spanish than you. She knows. So I just want to say a prayer. Padre, en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. En este día te damos gracias, Dios Todopoderoso, porque tú eres un Dios bueno, de amor y de misericordia. Padre, yo te presento a la iglesia de Awakening, Padre. Padre, tu presencia está en este lugar. Gracias por puertas abiertas. Gracias por el Espíritu de Jehová que mora en cada uno de nosotros. Espíritu Santo, Señor, sopla. Un ruá sopla sobre cada uno de nosotros, Señor, la audacia para predicar esta palabra a tiempo y fuera de tiempo, Dios Todopoderoso. Yo te pido que tú seas glorificándote, Señor, en cada uno de los que aquí estamos y de los que han de llegar a esta iglesia, Padre. Gracias por la oportunidad de ir a Lima, Señor. Gracias por la oportunidad de conocer pastores
Padre. Gracias, Señor, por el testimonio, Señor, que pudimos dar para la gloria de tu Hijo Jesucristo. Te damos gloria, honra y alabanza por siempre y para siempre. Tú eres Dios. Amén, amén y amén. Aleluya. Blessings.
I feel moved in my heart. She started praying in Spanish. It immediately took me back to moments when I first met Jackie. Her kids were in my youth group. We would come in getting ready to have our English speaking service at Solid Rock, and I would see Jackie knelt at the altar, but before I would see her, I would hear her. I was marked by those moments in prayer, the hunger, the passion. And I say that because, just like we were talking about, one of the things that she said in her text message to me regarding what happened in Peru was that, just like she shared with you, it almost felt like there was a heaviness, but the atmosphere changed in a moment. And I just want to say, it's because that's what you carry. You change atmospheres, and you always have. And I want you to know that not only am I marked by your friendship and your prophetic ear that has helped me in times that you don't even know that it's helped me, but I was marked by your prayer life and the way that you lead. And when she began to pray it, I mean, immediately I went back and I saw and felt those moments. And what a gift you are to Awakening. The same with Diana. She's an atmosphere changer. I remember when she walked into Awakening the first time. And you know, we all have this, but there's just moments that you're drawn to, and you know. This is the thing, out of all of my children who are absolutely atmosphere changers, I tell my daughter all the time, every time she opens her mouth, there's just people who carry that thing, and it happens. And so how blessed we are to even get an opportunity to be a part of sending a team to Peru. Here's what I'm sensing today. You all know I can preach if I want to. I mean, I got plenty to talk about. But I don't want to go deep into that. I want to give one little concept, but then I want to open the door for ministry to happen. I find that what happens, and it's not about trying to drum something up. It's about what is released in the atmosphere. And when you're attempting to follow the voice of the Holy Spirit, what you do is you latch on to those moments when there are things that are open, okay? And so whenever teams are sent out carrying something, they begin to open things in other, you know, other areas. And so I felt that as I was texting with Jackie yesterday. And so I feel like specifically, and I'm going to turn my kids loose here in a little bit, and Diana and Jackie, but I feel specifically that the Lord wants to minister physical healing today. And I don't know exactly what that is. I don't have like this deep word of knowledge, but other than I really believe he wants to minister physical healing today. And I want to give you one concept in two scenarios out of 2 Chronicles, you know, 15 through 20. We've been talking about Asa and Jehoshaphat, and I want to talk to you about the emotional response of worship and the heart posture of worship. And there is a huge difference. And I spoke to you last week about yielding and surrender. And I believe the emotional response of worship is us surrendering. I believe the heart posture of worship is us yielding in an intentional manner to the presence of God. Okay? What do I mean by that? I mean making my life a life of worship that is moved by his presence just as much when it's just me and him as I am on a Sunday when the band is killing it and the corporate expression is here. And like, listen, when it's happening like that on Sunday, you have to actually make the intentional decision not to engage. You understand that, right? Because it's easy when it's opened up and we're rocking. But I have to make an intentional decision tomorrow to yield to the presence of the Holy Spirit and to say, whatever Monday brings, you're still worthy. And I just want to show you just really quickly, and then we're going to minister. Second Chronicles chapter 16. I'm going to start at verse 7. This is the prophet addressing Asa, right? Remember the difference between Asa and Jehoshaphat. I'm not going to go back and talk about all that. Asa loved the Lord. He did his best to walk in nobility, but there was a prevailing thought in the high places that did not allow him to fully surrender, okay? And so this is the word of the Lord. At that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this, what? In relying on the arm of the flesh, in responding out of the motivation of fear, of lack, of scarcity, of how can we overcome the army? I need to help the Lord. Can you see this? This is exactly what he is saying. Because you, and listen, we've been talking about this all year long, right? Changing our mindset and our thought process. And that past victories do what? Inform our future faith. And what does the prophet do? The prophet says, you did this, and you have testimony that you can pull on. And instead of pulling on the testimony of the Lord, you relied on the arm of the flesh. I believe that Asa had an emotional response, more than an emotional response, okay? I don't want to limit that. He walked with the Lord the majority of his life, and I believe in nobility, that's what he wanted. But there was this prevailing thought of what if he doesn't show up this time? What if he doesn't do this? And here's what happens. This is how you know that there was a prevailing thought in his heart. In this you've done foolishly, therefore from now on you shall have wars. Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him because of this, and Asa oppressed some of the people at that time. He got stuck in his head instead of walking in the heart posture of worship and responded not like David did, but like Saul did. You understand the difference? When Samuel confronted Saul after Saul disobeyed the Lord, right? And the Bible says that Saul told Samuel, just come out with me to the people so they at least think that I did the right thing. Nathan confronts David after Bathsheba, and we get the beauty of Psalm 51. Oh God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. That was David's response. There is a difference. That's why I believe that we are told that Jehoshaphat walked in the ways of his father David. Even though Asa was his dad, David was a great-great-grandfather. Okay, Jehoshaphat was not perfect. He wasn't perfect, but he had a heart posture for the Lord. Watch this. He aligned himself with Ahab, the most evil king that Israel had ever seen. You go study Ahab, and it's like the writers say, he did more wicked than any king before him. And then he one-ups it. And it's as if it were a trivial thing, he married Jezebel. I don't even have time to talk about that. But that's what the scripture says, okay? So Jehoshaphat aligns himself with Ahab, all right? Why? First of all, I believe that in nobility, Jehoshaphat actually wanted to bring unity to the kingdom. That's just what I believe, okay? But beyond that, Ahab asked him, will you join me in going up against the people that are attacking me of Ramoth-Gilead, okay? I promise I'm done. I'm not going to preach today, but I have to give you this. The heart posture of Jehoshaphat was so much different because guess what? He got confronted as well by Hanani's son, Jehu. So we've got this generational thing that's happening. Jehoshaphat now has acted like Asa did and aligned himself with the wrong king. The prophet comes. He understands what his dad went through after he confronted Asa, but he still comes to Jehoshaphat and confronts him, and he says this, chapter 19. Then Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned safely to his house in Jerusalem. This is after the war with Ahab, after Ahab dies. Watch this. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? He's talking about Ahab. Therefore, watch this. Listen to this. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord is upon you. Now, you know that scripture was written with no chapter divisions or no verse divisions, okay? So this is not a separate thought. This is the exact same thought. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord is on you. Nevertheless, good things are found in you. In that you have removed the wooden images from the land and have prepared your heart to seek God. So Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem, and he went out again among the people. This is what he did. He appointed Levites. Oh, I can't wait to actually teach this. He appointed those that were staring at the Lord on a daily basis to become the ones who actually enacted the judgment in the tribe of Judah. What is judgment? A gavel and a robe, right? No, it's deliverance. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and God raised up a deliverer over and over and over in the book of Judges. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and God raised up a deliverer. So Jehoshaphat, because his heart is in a posture to worship the Lord and not just an emotional response, does not respond to the prophet like his dad did, getting mad because what the prophet said was right. What the prophet said to Jehoshaphat was right too. He shouldn't have aligned himself with Ahab, but nevertheless, how many of you are grateful that you have never been able to get everything right? You've never been able to be perfect, but there is a nevertheless in the heart of the Father when you posture yourself to worship him and to honor him in adoration. And so he sets Levites in order to judge Judah. But watch this. And in verse 9, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. What? Asa walked in fear and set himself to join with Syria. Jehoshaphat was afraid because of the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. He was facing an army that he didn't know how to deal with. He was facing an army, and it says that he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask the Lord to help them from the cities of Judah that came to seek the Lord. There's a beautiful prayer in 2 Chronicles chapter 19 that I'm sure you all know about because you've been reading 2 Chronicles chapter 5 through or 15 through 20, right? There's this beautiful prayer that he prays. And it's at the end of the prayer that we get the text that we've been talking about the whole time. Now all of Judah, their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. Family revival, the result of not an emotional response to a corrective word, not an emotional response to the Lord in worship, and oh, I'm in trouble, so now I need to seek you. No. This has been my pattern to seek you, and you brought correction to my heart, and I shouldn't have aligned with Ahab, but nevertheless, there are good things in your heart, Jehoshaphat, and the Lord is with you. Why? Because the word of the Lord that was over Asa, that God goes to and fro looking for someone that he can show himself strong through. Guys, this is what I want to tell you. When you can move beyond the emotional response of the moment and you can set yourself into the place of worship and you can set your heart to posture it before the Lord in adoration, he has a nevertheless lined up for you. I can't tell you how many times in my life there has been a nevertheless. I was telling Rebecca as we pulled in today, what the Lord has done in our life and what we've experienced, I'm not smart enough, I'm not talented enough, I'm not anointed enough, I'm not gifted enough to do any of the things that he's allowed us to do. You look at my children. And people all the time say, man, your children are amazing. I wasn't a good enough father, good enough husband, but there was a nevertheless because I decided in that same church when I was 20 years old, 21 years old, my office hours didn't look like me trying to build some big ministry then because I didn't know how. I don't think my dad ever pastored over 100 people. I didn't know how to build a big ministry. My pastor took a chance on me. You know what my office hours look like? And I'm not telling you this so you can say, oh, bless his heart. No. Sitting at a piano. Finding the chord progression that he would come in, get in that day. And it had to be one of the three that I knew because at that time, that's all I knew was about three chord progressions. I would sit there for hours upon end. And I would sing to the Lord. And I would worship. And I set my heart to say, I will give you my life in the posture of worship. What does that mean? Oh, Ryan, you're so done. No. If you knew how many times I blew it, if you knew how many times I messed up, how often I did the wrong thing, how often, like Asa, I tried to help God. I'm convinced that I'm here today. My family is here today. Because even when I tried to blow it, there was a nevertheless. You have set yourself to worship the Lord. And I'm telling you, that's the invitation. That is the invitation, guys. Worship in abundance. This isn't about getting stuff. This isn't about, oh, we've got to have this emotional response. No, the emotional response is just proving that he's worthy to have who I actually am. You understand that, right? Like when you respond emotionally in worship, it's your personality. It's who you are. You're an emotional person. God is an emotional God. It's us submitting and surrendering those things to him. So when my hands go up, it's because I'm an emotional person, right? If I start dancing, it's because I get excited, and I get excited about all things. But it's specifically saying, you know what? I'm actually going to give it to him. But the yielding is when I don't feel like it. The yielding is when correction comes. And I have to decide, am I going to adhere to the word of the Lord? Or am I going to say, I don't trust him. I don't do. You know, one of the primary reasons we can't handle correction in the body of Christ is because we don't trust people more than we trust ourselves. I don't have time to talk about that today. I'm talking about a heart posture of worship, and that's all we're going to do. We ain't doing sozos today. But we need them. We need them. I'm telling you guys, this is what I believe corporately. I just heard the Lord say. Awakening hasn't done everything right. You hear me? We haven't made every right decision as a team. We try our best, and we pray, and we ask the Lord. We haven't made every right decision, but I just heard the Lord say, there's a nevertheless for awakening as well. There's a nevertheless that is available for us in this moment. So I want you to do this. I want you to just right now, just posture your heart to receive from the Lord, and I'm gonna let these come up here who may have something. I feel like the Lord wants to minister physical healing. I don't know what that looks like, but if you're here and you need physical healing today in your body, I feel like there is an invitation for that. I feel like there's an invitation for that. So I just want you to posture your heart. I'm gonna pray. And then we'll move on and minister to those who want to be ministered to. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for opening your word. God, thank you for what you did in Peru. Thank you that the fires of revival are burning in Peru now. Thank you that you sent awakening to Peru. Physically and figuratively. Thank you for what you did. Thank you that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And because of what you did in those lands, you want to do here. And so we right now, we prepare our hearts for what you want to do. Thank you for opening the door to healing today. Thank you for healing the posture of our hearts in worship. And we stand here today knowing that there is a nevertheless that you have held up for us. In Jesus' name. Just keep your hearts here in this moment. I believe the Lord's just going to begin to reveal some things and speak to us today.
I feel like I saw a house, and it was through a storm, and I saw siding come off the house, and wood was exposed, but the whole house didn't move. And so I feel like there's been some people who maybe felt like they've been beaten up recently, maybe feeling a little exposed, and that storm, maybe stuff has been going on that's super hard. And I feel like the Lord is doing two things. One, I feel like he's coming back and restoring that. And where you felt exposed, he's covering that. And two, I think he's saying, he's like, hey, I'm super proud because of your foundation. That was never moved. That was never shaken. So if that's you, just, you don't have to raise your hand, but you can receive however you want to. And I just want to pray real quick. So Jesus, I thank you so much that you're close, even in the storm. And in areas where we felt exposed, Jesus, we just ask for you to come and cover that and heal it, Jesus. And for those who have felt like maybe they've been beaten up, or maybe storm's been coming one after the other, and it's just life has been kicking us, we thank you, Jesus, for one, that you're close and you're good in the storm and you're healing and covering that. But also, Jesus, I thank you for the foundation that is in you, and that because our houses are built on solid rock, that we're not moved from storms and from our circumstances. So I just release healing emotionally and physically, but to the hearts, Jesus, the hearts of people who have maybe been beaten up or felt like they've been beaten up or circumstances have been too hard. We just ask for the grace and the peace of the Lord to come right now and just heal all those places, Jesus. Heal all those places. Lord, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your strength in the foundation of what you've built and what they've built in relational equity with you, Jesus. And so we just ask for more of that, Lord. And we just ask for your peace to come right now, Jesus. And I feel like the Lord was breaking off some familiarity with, like, I guess in terms of how we come to the Lord. And so, Jesus, as a body, we just repent for living in that, Jesus. If there's just like familiar, it's just, and at the root of it, Jesus, would you restore awe and wonder to us, Lord? And would you baptize us in awe and wonder, Jesus? Thank you for the mystery of who you are and the grace and the perfection, Jesus, in me, Lord. I just ask for a fresh revelation, a fresh baptism of your grace, of awe and wonder, Jesus. You're so amazing. You're so good. So, Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing.
I also saw a storm. So I saw a different perspective of a storm. I almost saw like swirling winds. And I see Jesus, and I actually saw it as church was starting. And I see Jesus walking through the storm to someone I can't see. And I feel like the swirling is like chaotic thought, maybe, or it feels like unstable circumstances, or even like chaotic physical circumstance. And it's like I just hear like Jesus reminding me, like, sometimes I sleep in this storm. Sometimes I tell the storm to calm down, but sometimes it's like, Peter, and I'm going to come to you. And I feel like in this moment, God is saying, I'm coming. I'm walking to you. He's beautiful like that. Sometimes he just doesn't make it stop. He just shows up. And I feel like if that's you, I feel like if there's two people talking about storms and he's been doing it before, there's somebody here with some storms going on. Or in their thought processes is having some chaotic thought. And I feel like he's coming. He's coming. And he's showing up. And with him, even if the storms don't stop, his presence doesn't stop. And he's bringing peace. And so, God, I just thank you that you are speaking to people's literal mental stance right now. To where they are physically, emotionally, and maybe literally, and that you care enough to walk through it to get to them and to get to us. And so, God, right now, I speak confidence and faith to people's hearts right now that you are a God that's not letting them drown and you're not going to let their ship sink. God, that you are showing up in the middle of whatever that is, and you always come on time. And you always bring who you are in fullness. And God, we are saying that you're bringing your fullness into the midst of the chaos. And God, you are bringing the fullness of the great I am into the middle of whatever's happening. And that you ultimately are above, far beyond whatever we're standing in the midst of. And God, I just pray peace right now. That it would not be withheld, that it would not be masked, that it not would not be suppressed, that it would not be damaged. God, that there'd be a confident peace that would settle in our hearts and minds, that we would encounter the great I am in the midst of this storm, in the midst of this place, God, and that we can see you. God, I pray that you are opening eyes that they can see you in the midst of where they stand. I can't see them, but I clearly see God walking through, and the storm does not know how to respond because it cannot stop the one who is. And so, God, I just pray that you would open the eyes of the people of the swirling chaos. I remember in a moment in my life where I was experiencing chaos and it just felt black. God, I pray that they see the light. They see the light and that they can clearly see you as you are walking and literally illuminating the place they're in. I pray for Emery. She just keeps coming to my mind. And God, I don't know if it's connected to this, but God, I just pray right now that you are the light that slices through her heart and her mind. God, she's one of us. She's family. God, she's family. And God, I just pray if there's any swirling thoughts, God, that she literally begins to see you walk through the midst of the swirling thoughts or the chaotic thought processes. God, I just pray right now that you are reminding her. You are reminding her of who you are and who you have been. She has witnessed the power and presence of who you are. And God, you are greater than anything else that she's standing in the midst of right now. God, I just pray right now that she sees you in clarity. God, that you would show her that there's nothing she's walking through that you won't show up in the middle of to be with her.
Let's just close our eyes and open up our hands. I just want to bring attention and honor to the Holy Spirit because he's here with us. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. We say thank you so much for being in the midst of us, God. Just on top of what Heather and Cameron were saying, I felt the tenderness of the Holy Spirit. I felt the tenderness of Jesus being so close to us. And like what Cameron was saying about feeling exposed in situations. I felt Jesus coming into those situations and covering us. With his love, I literally see him like put a blanket over us with his love. So with our hands closed and our arms out open wide, Jesus, we receive your love. We receive every gift that you have for us, God. Guys, we have a savior and a rescuer who's there for us every single time we ask him. Jesus, we love you. We love you, and we honor your presence, God. We honor who you are. Thank you, Jesus, for your tenderness, that you come closer than a brother. Thank you, God, for your covering with love. And with that covering, there's nothing that can come at us, that can hurt us, that can pick at us. We silence the enemy in the name of Jesus. You have no right over these people. And we thank you for your truth, Jesus. Open our eyes, open our ears, God, to your truth, Jesus. We want to be a people who are listening to you always, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your tenderness. Thank you for your closeness to us, God. And I just want to pray over the family unit. Jesus, that you would be in the midst of every family. Jesus, that you would reveal yourself. That you would reveal yourself to us, God. Jesus, I just pray for every single family that's represented here, whether close or far. Jesus, that you would be in the midst. You would be in the middle of it all. Help us, God. That's the only prayer we can pray is help. Help us, Jesus. One thing I know is that I can't do it alone. So, Jesus, right now, be in the midst of our families. Speak to our family members, God. Encounter our family members. Jesus, reveal your face to our family members, God. To our sisters, to our brothers, to our mothers and our fathers, to our aunts, our uncles, our grandparents. God, reveal yourself to them. We can't do it alone. So we ask for your help. Help, Jesus, help us, God. Help us to be your hands and feet. Jesus, it's so easy to talk about you. It's so easy to share you, Jesus. Yeah, I just pray for encounters. And I just pray for dreams right now. Those who are really big dreamers, I just pray for your dreams. I believe that that's one of his favorite times to encounter you is in your dreams. Jesus, we just ask you for more encounters with you, Jesus. I thank you for the hard conversations to come with our family members, that we invite those conversations and that you are in the midst of every single one, Jesus. Jesus, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords over our families. You are in the midst of us, God. And there's nothing too hard that you cannot handle. Right now, Jesus, we submit our families to you. We give them to you. We give you every single family member that's popping in our mind right now. We give them to you, Jesus. We don't want our hands on them. We submit them to you, Jesus. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And we trust you, Jesus.
When I was in Peru, I felt like a mouse among giants because Jackie and Stephanie were just so powerful. And I really felt inadequate. And I don't know, I've even had times in my own devotional life where I felt inadequate. I didn't concentrate enough. I didn't read enough. I didn't worship enough. I just didn't do enough. And so that inadequacy was very discouraging for quite some time. But I have come to this place where I don't even judge myself. I make time, and if he comes, I receive it. And if he doesn't come, I receive that too. And it's okay now. But I noticed that inadequacy in Peru. And this morning, Heather said something that we were giving to the Lord. And I just surrendered to him everything I am and everything I'm not. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that. But let me tell you, it's liberating to know that it's the nevertheless, whatever I'm not, nevertheless. And so I just want to pray, if you're experiencing that, that he receives everything you are and everything you're not. And yeah, Lord, I just thank you for that grace, and I thank you for that nevertheless. And I thank you, Lord, that you receive us, everything we are and everything we're not. You're just looking for the surrender. And so I bless you.
I want to give you an opportunity to respond to what's been said. Do you have anything specific that you feel like you need to share? No? Okay. I want to give you an opportunity to respond really quickly, just where you are. If you feel like something that was just released right there is for you, I just want you to stand where you are. I just I want you to stand. Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's good. Yeah. And so here's what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask for you guys that release that just to go find somebody that's standing and lay your hands on them and just begin to pray. Just you can just begin to pray right now, but I want to do this for a moment too. Brady, if you would. Are you up there, bub? Yeah. Can you just come here for just a minute? Just a minute. You all can just go ahead and just begin to pray right now. I feel like the Lord is wanting to release some stuff, and he's wanting to release it through the hands of those who release that word. Yeah, so we just pray. I want to say this too. We find in Scripture when Jesus rebuked the storm, you don't rebuke storms, you rebuke demons. And so we speak to every power of the enemy right now and command it to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah, just release prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You're healing exposure right now. You're covering places that were exposed. God, you're bringing physical healing right now in the name of Jesus. You're releasing physical healing right now in the name of Jesus, emotional healing, those things that were spoken today. And I feel like there's even some that are still sitting that you didn't respond because you thought, oh, maybe it's for someone else or maybe it's for the person beside me. But I want to say that the Lord is speaking to you, speaking to your heart right now, and he's bringing healing right now in Jesus' name. The swirling chaos has to stop in Jesus' name. That was the overwhelming word. And so we say that has to stop right now in Jesus' name. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Awakening Church's Message of the Week. If you would like to partner and connect with us in transforming culture to mirror the kingdom through prayer, presence, and family, you have the opportunity to give. You can go to give@awakeningky.com. Like and subscribe, and let's transform culture to mirror the kingdom together. Have a blessed day.